Chapter 13. Bar-Bell. Dante. The next morning, I woke up to the smell of poo and a noise that sounded like a cat crying. It was Emma. After I cleaned her and changed her nappy, I took her downstairs for breakfast.
"Hi, Emma,"
Adam smiled.
"Morning, dear," said Dad. I knew he wasn't talking to me. "I've made breakfast for you both."
"Great," I replied, putting Emma in her high chair. "I'm not hungry. Could you feed her, please? I'm going back to bed."
"Not without your daughter,"
Dad said with a face like stone.
"Where you go, she goes."
Emma knocked her breakfast onto the floor, then started to cry. While I cleaned up, Dad made more breakfast for her and Adam held her close until she was quiet. I kept thinking, what if I had to do this by myself? How had Melanie managed to do everything by herself every single day? I started to worry. Dad was going to a party after work and Adam was going shopping with his friends. This meant that I was going to be alone with Emma all day and with no idea what to do with her. Dad was watching me carefully.
"Okay, Dante," he said after a moment. "I'll stay at home with you, but only for today. This is the last time, and I'm still going to Louise's party."
"Really?"
I turned and looked at Adam and then said, "Thanks, Dad." And I meant it.
It was the end of school party at Bar Bell that evening, and my last chance to see some of my friends and celebrate before university. But Adam wouldn't babysit Emma for me, even when I said I'd pay him.
"Sorry," he said. "I'm meeting my friends at Bar Bell in 40 minutes.
I'm not the one with a kid and no life." There was only one thing to do. I'd have to take Emma with me.
It was only 7:30 p.m., but Bar Bell was already more than half full. Emma was asleep, for now, in her baby carrier. I probably wasn't right to bring her, but it was too late to think about that.
"Dante, we're over here."
Colette waved and smiled at me from a long table in the corner where she was sitting with Josh, Logan, and some other friends. She looked great. She was wearing a blood-red t-shirt, black jeans, and long gold earrings which were bright against her skin. Her hair was in a ponytail. My friend Josh was sitting opposite her holding a bottle of beer, and from the happy look in his dark blue eyes, it wasn't his first.
"So, how is everyone?"
I asked, acting like nothing was wrong. I sat down between Josh and Colette, but when I tried to kiss Colette, the baby carrier came between us.
"What's that?"
Josh pointed at the baby carrier.
"What does it look like? A potato?"
"You brought a baby with you?"
asked Logan. Logan was slim and strong. He ran at least 10 kilometers every day, either before or after school, and he liked to tell everybody too.
"Whose baby is it?"
Colette asked the one question that I did not want to hear.
She's a relative," I said. "I have to look after her, but I didn't want to miss this. Her name's Emma."
"Hi, Dante."
Adam's voice came from behind me and my heart dropped.
"Oh my God," he said. "You brought Emma."
When I turned, he didn't look happy with me. I wasn't planning to lie, but I wanted to tell my friends about Emma in my own way. Adam gently touched Emma's cheek.
"Can I wait with you until my friends arrive?"
he asked.
No, you can't, said Josh. You aren't invited. I didn't want my brother with us either, but I didn't like how Josh had spoken to him.
You heard him, Logan said. Get lost.
Now, wait a minute, I began, but Adam put his hand on my shoulder.
It doesn't matter, Dante. I'll see you later.
I looked up at Adam, but he and Josh were staring at each other, the same angry look on both their faces. Then Adam walked away, and I turned to my friends. Josh, that's my brother you were talking to.
He makes me uncomfortable, Josh said.
Why? I asked.
Because he does, Josh replied.
There was a strange silence around the table before Logan said,
We don't want a little kid with us.
Neither Josh nor Logan could quite look at me. Were they talking about all little kids or about my brother? Why didn't I ask Josh? Maybe I didn't want to know the answer. I'd been friends with Josh since I was 10 and he was 11. Logan joined our school at 16, and I was surprised when Josh let him become part of our group. Just then, Emma woke up, opened her eyes, and started to cry. Suddenly, I saw the world the way she did. The music was too loud, the lights were too bright, and the bars smelled of beer.
She's ugly, isn't she?
Logan said, watching her cry. For a second, my heart stopped. I looked down at Emma as she cried. Adam was right. She was beautiful. Really beautiful.
If you ever call my daughter ugly again, I'll punch your face, I told Logan.
Who was he to call Emma ugly?
He has a face like a horse.
Your daughter?
Colette was the first to speak.
Your daughter?
Josh repeated. Emma is my daughter, and I'm taking her home.
Have a great night, everyone.
Colette followed me outside, and she was really angry.
Why didn't you tell me that you had a daughter?
I didn't know until yesterday, when Mel visited and left Emma with me. She didn't want Emma, and neither do I said. But as soon as I said the words, I was sorry. I have to go now, I said. I'll phone you tomorrow. I had to get my daughter home.